The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Happy Friday. It's time for some craft beer, I think. Who's up for some New Belgium Fat Tire Amber Ale, or maybe a Mother Earth Cali Cream Ale delivered straight to your door? Does that sound good for Friday? Well, it's Influence, and today we meet Roland Utama, founder and CEO of the Thirsty Beer Shop. It aims to be the Amazon for beer. Roland's also the founder of the Taps pub chain in Singapore. Good morning, Roland. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
Hey, tell us how Thirsty Beer got started in 2012.
Well, actually, we started as a small retail shop back in October 2012. And at that time, craft beer was really hard to find in Singapore. Mm. And so I got in touch with the world, the wonderful world of craft beer actually overseas. And then when I get back to Singapore, I couldn't find it was hard to find. So I thought, why not? Well, why not start a beer shop?
Why not? And so it syncs in well with your Taps pub chain.
So Tap actually was started later in 2015, and the idea of Tap was really, again, back then in 2015, there was really not much craft beer choices on draft in Singapore, and so Tap was the original kind of founding vision for that was really to introduce craft beer on draft to the Singaporean beer drinkers.
Fantastic. So Thirsty Beer is online, and what happened to that retail shop that that started it all off?
Mm-hmm. So we actually grew to about 7 shops back then. But around 2015, 2016, we also started to see a lot of craft beers being available more in even in grocery stores and a lot of other retail shops. So, and in the end, we made a decision to kind of pivot to more online because in the end, what we would also try to do is to create a much more kind of like easy way of ordering beers because beer is heavy, right? So so often, you know, people have to carry it back home and they don't want to carry the beers walking around in a shopping mall.
Yeah.
So we made it easy basically to just order online, and we offer same day delivery. So you can basically order it during the day and you get home and you have your beer ready to drink.
Oh, that's great. Doing away with the lugging home the beers. How big actually is the market for craft beer for, you know, a business that's headquartered here in Singapore?
Mm-hmm. Currently in Singapore, I mean, craft beer is still a very small niche market.
Hmm.
And I mean, the beer market itself is, you know, over $2 billion here in Singapore. Craft beer is a very small percentage of that, probably about 2 to 3%. It's still, you know, a $60 to $70 million opportunity right now. And the good thing is it's definitely growing fast because of the increasing adoption.
So how does an Indonesian come to do business in beer? How did it all start for you?
Previously, I was in a totally different area. Obviously, I was an engineer by training. I guess I've always wanted to do something, you know, in business, and I just wanted to try my hand on trying to do improve things. And I guess by chance, you know, I got into the whole craft beer thing, and then it just kind of started from there. And I decided, you know, why not try to build a business based on craft beer, because I think craft beer is so much more than just beer. It's a lifestyle. The whole movement is, you know, founded on originality, creativity, and independence. And I love it resonates really well with me.
That is so great. So as an engineer, I suppose, yeah, the tendency is to want to make things better. And you're shaking up the beer scene, I guess, by getting beer to people as quickly as possible. I think one day turnaround is pretty impressive. I tried your Not For Advent calendar, really loved it. And it came really quickly. I think, turnaround was really fast for me. Tell me about the range of beers available and how you curate this range.
So we curate a lot by styles. So we currently carry generally about a few hundred or different beers on our website at any given time. Mm. And we always add new ones all the time. So we have really good relationships with a lot of craft breweries from a lot of countries. So we typically try to – the good thing about craft beer, of course, is every brewery has at least 10 to 15 different beer styles that they offer. Mm-hmm. So that's that helps a lot, and that's, I think, one of the things that's very interesting about craft beer is that variety of styles, mm-hmm. And each of them has really, really different flavors. So we curate based on styles, and we curate based on quality as well. So we do a lot of quality check before we actually decide to bring in a particular beer, because there are, the number of craft breweries in the world has just exploded in the past 20 years. So there are there are tens of thousands of breweries. But most are either too small or they're just not at the stage where they're ready to export, for example.
So interesting. So what seems to be really popular here in Singapore?
Among craft beer drinkers, I think India Pale Ales, IPAs, are definitely by far the most popular.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of like the defining style of craft beer.
Mm.
For the general population, I would say the lighter beers, like the golden ales, the wheat beer are really popular. Surprisingly, actually, stouts are actually quite popular too, especially among the younger generations.
Oh, yeah? I think you have a peanut butter stout on your site, I spied.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try that. Can you share some unusual brews, perhaps?
Absolutely. The one that you just mentioned, peanut butter stout, is one of our most popular beer around.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's also a great example of the creativity that a lot of our partners, the craft brewers, put inside, what is a typical beer, right, like a stout. We also have things like coconut porter, for example, which is also very popular. Among the IPAs, the recently hazy IPAs are very, very popular, and it's also brewed with a lot of fruits. Like, for example, we have pineapple hazy IPA or mandarin orange hazy IPA, which really gives a bunch of very, very interesting flavor profiles.
He's Roland Utama, founder and CEO of the Thirsty Online Beer Shop. It's Friday. I'm thirsty. This is a natural marriage. Locally brewed beer, Roland, is so easily found in the heartlands. Was it difficult breaking into the industry here?
Certainly, yes. It's as with any new products or lifestyle, I guess it takes some time to permeate into the culture because, Singapore has never really had any craft beer culture. So, mm-hmm. So that's part of what we're trying to build, is basically a very localized, vibrant craft beer culture, which is different from, a beer culture. So Singapore has already a very good beer culture with all the hawker centers, and, it's an amazing culture, and I love it too.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess our target market is more the younger demographics who has less fixed preconceptions about beer, and they're more open to trying new flavors, new things as well.
Are more people drinking beer at home because of COVID? Has the business benefited because circuit breaker has led to a change in behavior, more of us staying home?
It has, yes. In the past 12 months, especially since the circuit breaker period until today, we definitely have seen that people are ordering more online and they're drinking more at home. So we have benefited. So we have experienced quite a number of surges in orders sometimes, which can overwhelm our system too. it's a good problem to have. But
yeah.
In general, yeah, definitely there has been a shift. Whether or not it lasts until years to come, we remains to be seen. But there's definitely more shift to people drinking at home. And I guess people also find out that it's safer, right, to drink at home, especially during the pandemic. It's actually more affordable too, because as we all know, drinking out is not cheap in Singapore.
Yeah, and no car or driving or commuting required.
Absolutely.
Yes, and you got some great promotions. I mentioned your Not For Advent calendar. For the listener, that was $159 for 24 varied beers. It kickstarted my adventure in craft beer. What do you have planned for the rest of the year?
We have quite a number of products that we're developing right now. Mm-hmm. So we just launched actually during the Chinese New Year a Chinese New Year box in collaboration with a local gourmet snack company, the Golden Duck. So it's kind of like a craft beer and a salted egg fish skin chips box, which actually was the first time that we launched it this year. It was really, really popular. Again, it's a new experience for, you know, the Chinese New Year period. We also plan to launch a subscription service later this year. Again, with the idea is to make it easy for you to have a selection of new beers to try every
week.
Like
a mystery box that gets sent to you every, 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks or every month. It depends on your preference. But the idea is, you know, every box would have like a bunch of new stuff for you to try every time. So it's always a surprise.
When about are you looking to launch that subscription service?
Probably in the later part of the year, so Q3 or Q4.
Sounds exciting. And you mentioned that Chinese New Year box. Today's the last day of Chinese New Year. Is that still available?
I'm not too sure, actually. I think they're sold out, but...
All right, so I guess we got to go to your site to check it out. Yeah. And so what is it going to take, really, to be the Amazon of online craft beer selling, Roland? I mean, business-wise, what are you looking at?
I think, again, we want to provide options. Variety is a fundamental core of what we do. And I think that's also the part of the thing that is very attractive to it. And the other thing that we want to make access to craft beer more easy. So affordability is a very important part of it. So we have been behind the scene. We work quite extensively in trying to build you know, all the logistics and the supply chain and all of that to make sure that the products come here in good quality, but at the same time affordable for most people to actually have a go and try it. So, so we try to make the whole experience basically, you know, as simple as possible, as fun as possible, and also as affordable as possible.
Fun, seamless, affordable. Love the sound of that, along with craft beer. Roland, great learning about the business and meeting you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Michelle.
Roland Utama is founder and CEO of the Thirsty Online Beer Shop. Happy Friday, Roland.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.